For the flip side of that, though, let's do...
Oh, boy.
What we have. I mean, come on.
We can't have...
Nice things.
Yes. Which, like half times, we wish these folks had an alternative. Speaking of, you brought up early in the show, yes, we did have a Super Bowl streaker, but NBC did not show it. Nothing too terribly exciting, just some shirtless guy in black sweats. It happened late, like in the fourth quarter. And it was Patriots wide receiver Kyle Williams who actually chased him down. The guy kind of slid down and then petered out. And really, you could tell he didn't have an end plan or an end game. And then about five security guards or something like that piled on and took the guy off in handcuffs. It was some sort of message written on his posterior. But nonetheless, he wasn't fully... I mean, he had pants on.
Yeah,
I mean, if you're going to streak, you got to go all out.
A big lack of commitment.
So for that, although it did, if you notice, the Patriots started playing much better after that happened.
And a little extra practice.
There you go. Mm-hmm. All right. But nonetheless, you're going to get that.
There's a lot of things you can do in the dining room of a Wendy's restaurant. You can get your fries, a Frosty, have a nice chat over coffee, or just get inked. Two guys were in the Gastonia, North Carolina location when one removed his shirt. The other popped out a tattoo gun and started going to town. Of course, all this had to be captured on social media. Police now investigating. Yeah. So, don't try this at home.
If you've ever been to Gastonia, which is just on the west side of Charlotte, North Carolina, this might turn your head, but it's actually pretty commonplace.
Oh, not a flex. Not the flex.
It's a fine group of folks out there in Gaston County. Back to the Super Bowl. You know, they have these other prop bets. And the national anthem was under 2 minutes by Charlie Puth. Whether or not he actually sang it or not or was lip-syncing, like we talked about, kind of pre-recorded because Garth Brooks set that standard back in 93. Bad Bunny did over 11 and a half songs, so that was the over. Total points scored, that actually flattened out at an even number 42, and it was Yellow Gatorade. But someone bet $250,000 on the coin toss.
Oh.
40 minutes before the game, Caesar's Palace said someone bet $253,000 on it. They picked heads, and they were right. They won their money back, plus $245,000. Could have bought a grand champion steer with that.
I was gonna say, almost. Let's go.
Sometimes all you have to be is dumb luck on your side.
Dining and dashing is not a good way to get through life, but it's also not fun when you can't charge your phone. Benjamin Rakel allegedly popped into a Largo Whiskey Wings restaurant. Down $64.18 worth of food, drinks, goodies, and more, and then took off without paying. Don't worry. He returned to the scene of the crime and requested his cell phone charger that he left at the restaurant. Yeah, Benjamin, we need to brush up on how crime is really done.
Yeah.
You're in trouble, dum-dum.
You can pick
anyone see my charger?
Run.
Ugh.
Well,
TikTok.
On that note, let's go to Ohio. A Euclid, Ohio shoplifter actually made off with about $102 worth of food from a Meijer supermarket there in Ohio. But in the getaway, crashed her car into a snow mound.
Oh.
Got out of the car, and she still ran, dropping her phone in the process. That made it pretty easy to issue the arrest warrant and then find her at her home.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's some service. 23 feet, 8 inches. That is the length of the longest snake in history and has been confirmed by Guinness World Records. It's discovered in Indonesia. It is a reticulated python and is currently in the care of a snake handler as well as a wildlife photographer.
Yeah, I should hope so.
Yeah, they call her the Baroness.
Again.
In related news.
Run.
Indonesia off the bucket list.
Yeah.
No need to go to Indonesia. No way.
I do kind of want to go to Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
Ooh.
So evidently there's a place there called Mr. Sticky's. And what they do is they make sticky buns. In fact, there's even an actual warning on their website saying that they are, quote, extremely addictive. And there might be something to this. Last week, police in Pennsylvania responded there to a domestic disturbance involving siblings that were in a fight. It's unclear if there were any injuries or any charges filed, but officers were there with two brothers who were fighting, threatening dire consequences to the other, because one of them, and we still don't know who, ate the last sticky bun.
You know what?
Yeah.
I kind of feel this. I don't think that's the answer.
No.
But,
no. No. Violence
never had
is
a
never
good sticky bun. I mean, come on.
It is a sticky situation. Dum, that's for dum, sure. Dum, right dum, there. Dum, do dum, not dum, try dum, that dum, at home.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.